This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Football League has indeed suspended Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. 4 games is the total. That despite what many, present company included, thought would happen, namely nothing. The team has been hit as well for using underinflated footballs in this year's playoffs. It's a move that some say preserves the integrity of the game. The National Basketball Association, meanwhile, is looking at the integrity of its game as it moves through the playoffs. Slowly through the playoffs, it should be said. There's been a rash this year of what's come to be known as the Hacka Shack after one Shaquille O'Neal, that is, intentionally fouling a guy known to be lousy at free throws. Yes, it's legal, but it's fouling up the business of the game, Gigi Duban reports.
First, there was Hacka Shack. Most recently, it's Hacka Jordan, also known as Hacka DeAndre. That's for L.A. Clippers center DeAndre Jordan. Amazing player, but yes, terrible at free throws. Here's a clip from his rookie days.
Do you believe that free throw? Jordan. Did you just see what I saw? Wide left. It was like a gust of wind that blew through here.
Hacka Shack, or Hacka Whoever, is when a team targets the opposition's worst free throw shooter, pounding him with fouls. He has to take the free throw. He misses. The other team gets the ball. Rodney Paul teaches sport management at Syracuse University.
This kind of drags it down, and probably my guess would be the NBA would be looking at, well, how could we keep that excitement without having some of these games really have that type of slow finish that might not be as interesting to fans.
And with the NHL playoffs, baseball season, and 1,000 other things going on, the NBA faces stiff competition for viewers. Tom Rhodes teaches economics at Towson University. He says banning Hacka Shacks would make the game less frustrating for fans, but take away a key tactic.
You have certain rules that are really designed for the fan and not for the players.
The constant stops in action aren't good for advertisers either, says Rodney Fort. He teaches sport management at the University of Michigan. Fort says breaks ought to be predictable.
And if you can't tell for sure when the breaks in the action are going to be, you have a difficult time identifying the number of slots to sell to advertisers.
He says the NBA, like other major sports leagues, has been pretty good at changing the rules to make more money. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.